Welcome back to the Drive Fast Podcast. I am the brother Isaiah, and today is May 28th. By way of update, my goal initially was to reach 10 days on this Drive Fast, and I went partway through day 7 and stopped. I love doing this Drive Fast. This was a Drive Fast of thanks to Yahweh and Yahweh Shai. And the reason why I stopped early was that my liver was just starting to get too overloaded from all of the detoxing work that it was doing. Visibly, my red jaundiced eyes intensified. Additionally, the rending pains just started to become very, very intense. And I could also feel gallstones moving in my liver, which is a good thing, but it was becoming so much to the point where it was much more painful than usual. I broke the fast with hot distilled water mixed with some apple cider vinegar. That was to cover any potential kidney stone issues. It tasted okay, but not as good as lemon juice would have, so I will likely change that for the next fast. After drinking, the rending pain and gallstone pain went away almost immediately, which I expected to. When the liver is overburdened, as it is with many who eat Western foods and take Western pharmaceuticals, Western being a reference to Edom, there is only so much the body can do with a congested liver. For example, if the body is killing off various microorganisms, parasites, or they are otherwise dying off from fasting, the liver cannot remove the associated stagnation and toxicity, such that those organisms will come right back and likely worse than before because the pool of toxicity never went away. It only increased from the dead carcasses. And if you are very spiritually advanced, you will know that spiritual toxicity and unrepentance really keeps the liver overburdened, but that is a much deeper topic for another time. For me, during my fast, other signs of an overburdened liver were things like I was sneezing a lot, which can be one way the body moves liver stones and otherwise congestion inside the liver. I did have nausea at those times, especially when I was sneezing, such that the stones were being pushed out from the liver, and now those toxins were either being metabolized or reabsorbed or otherwise reprocessed. I also started having random acne appear on my body. So my liver was getting plugged up from all the detoxing. Dry fasting can fix the liver, but it's my creeping suspicion that liver flushing is a far more efficient way to remove physical toxins from the body. The one caveat I might say is that it may not be the best way spiritually, but again, that's a much deeper topic. This is all such that the body does not need to metabolize a huge volume of toxic material. Rather, it can just shutter it out very quickly. Last night, I did do a liver flush. It was a big one. One cup of olive oil, one cup of lemon juice. I got very nauseous, which is rare for me to get nauseous during the liver flushes, but it does happen. And when it does, it generally means that a lot of toxic material was moved out of the liver. So we'll see. A side note, I had talked about having cold patches in the past. I didn't really get them on this dry fast. And I also had nowhere near the level of demonic intrusive thoughts. You can see my April podcast notes for a deeper dive on that topic. So how am I feeling after this fast? For several days afterwards, the spiritual changes and benefits were huge. I had so many spiritual breakthroughs, realizations, many moments of just forgiveness and reprocessing of old traumas that I had just stored internally. There were so many just long periods of time where I felt like anything was possible. I felt very loving. Just felt so good. I was constantly happy, constantly had this floating feeling inside. It was just fantastic. And then I started eating animal products, and the benefits started to taper. A lot of the benefits, not all, started to taper off somewhat and almost immediately. Now, I attribute this not necessarily directly to the animal products, but a bit more tangentially, such that I have this large fungal mass of candida in my gut that just won't go away. And when I started eating the animal products, in this case it was eggs specifically, around the third or fourth day after ending the fast, that's when the higher level mental and spiritual functioning kind of went down. And basically, what happened then, and what also has happened in the past, is that that gut fungus catches particularly toxic acidic food that wasn't broken down properly and holds it in the body. Normally, if digestion is good and the liver is strong, there's no problem. Bile flow is sufficient to handle anything that's pretty much going into the stomach. Like, especially when I was a kid, you know, I could eat anything, never had any problems, any combination of food, meat, whatever. However, now it's such that I have a congested liver, I have many liver stones, my bile flow is not that great, and it's led to the perfect environment for parasites to proliferate, like candida. And so now I'm just experiencing the effects of that, which sucks. I can't really process meat that well, and it's kind of a chicken and the egg thing, because meat can also contain a lot of really beneficial vitamins and minerals. So the solution to all this, really, I know that is just more prayer and more fasting and more liver flushing. I'll probably do another dry fast next month. We'll see. A side note, wrapping up my demonic experiences during the fast, I've kind of likened this to, or I would liken this all to, if you've ever interacted with a person you know to be very wicked, but they are kind to you, so maybe you just kind of interact with them anyway, that's kind of how my perception was of all this, and how my perception of the typical demonic presences on me changed during the fast. But this change only happens during the dry fasting and longer into the dry fasts. Now that I've broken the fast, it's back to the same, you know, kind of terrifying, awful presence, if I do kind of sense it, as I had spoken about before. Something that was interesting was, towards the end of this dry fast, I got this weird kind of deja vu feeling. I'm guessing it's related to a past life experience, perhaps, but it was kind of around just a level of familiarity I had with that whole demonic presence and it being tied to some very bad decisions. I don't know. It's hard to describe. There's a lot of conjecture going into this. There are other experiences that I've had in the past and also as a child that do support this, but I really don't know. It could all be kind of a mysterious trick. What I do know is that demons and devils, they are disembodied intelligences that right now are far more intelligent than us as Israelites. They are bound by certain rules that Yahweh has set, and a lot of those are around sin and the level of unrepentant sin that a person has, but there are many, many more complexities to that. At times, for me, it can be hard not to look in the mirror to sense those presences, especially towards the later part of a dry fast, because those changes and those interactions, however brief and fleeting, are intriguing. But I also do know that anytime demons and or devils are entertained in that manner, or any manner for that matter, person who entertains them, and that includes myself, necessarily becomes corrupted to a varying degree. The same way that studying wickedness has that effect on people. You become what you behold. There is no nourishment in darkness as Israelites, in our souls, in doing that. The only nourishment for those who are of the Lord is the Lord. That's Yahweh Shai, the bread of life and living waters. Nourishment is entering the new covenant. It's being a loving person, a joyful person, a peaceful person, a patient person, an optimistic person, and having goodwill towards all men and all women. That is true strength. That is our true strength. So the whole fast generally seemed to be better than the last one, kind of on a level above, better in all facets. I felt more functional during the fast. I was in brighter spirits. The physical and spiritual afflictions were lighter in general. So I look forward to doing more fasts in the future, and hopefully, Lord willing, for longer periods of time. I hope that sharing this experience has been a help to you. It really is my pleasure to do so. And I'm glad that you are taking the time to listen. May the Most High Yahweh and Yahweh Shai bless you and continue to guide you to greater levels of faith in your walk. And may you consider joining me on a dry fast in the future, if it's right for you. Thank you for joining me here on the Dry Fast Podcast, and I look forward to speaking with you in the next one.